Welcome to a very fun Thursday episode of Keeping It 99 Localize It. Today we got ourselves an Akron drummer, a man that I know as Brandon Kindervaller. Nailed his last name just now. He's the drummer for Feds. He looks like the drummer for Cheap Heat, Kayfabe and shit, brother. He knows Redbeard pretty damn well. He knows me. We hug. Well, we did before the fucking pandemic, I guess. And today he's got a band called If These Trees Could Talk, which, fun fact, that is actually short for If These Trees Could Talk, What Do You Think These Trees Would Say? But it was way too long. They're a pretty popular band. They're signed to, like, Metal Blade and shit. They're a band's band, like the kind of bands, like, that musicians listen to and they appreciate. It's kind of like the, you know, like Devin Townsend type music and stuff, whatever. Brandon's awesome. Let's see why he picked what he picked. Why am I yelling? Oh, because I just got out of work. I'm literally just stepped out of work. I have this in my in my podcast mobile studio. I'm about to go pick up a bass guitar. Shit. I say let's give Brandon a call on the telephone.
Keeping It 99 presents Localize It with your host, Eric Eagle.
Is this Scott Hall?
You know, I got nothing.
I thought it was Razor Ramon. I was like, I called the wrong number. Obviously, it's Scott Hall because that's how he answers the phone every time.
Survey says one more for the bad guy.
What is up, dude? How are you today?
Oh, you know, I'm just got done eating dinner.
Yes.
And what would one be doing on a Wednesday night that's in a wrestling band? I'm getting ready to watch wrestling.
Oh, well, that is absolutely perfect. I called you just at the right time because wrestling hasn't started yet, but by the time we're done, you'll be in full wrestling watching mode. Are you an NXT or AEW guy?
I'm going to watch AEW.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down with
What's
the machine,
going on, man. How are you holding up?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing quite all right. Just got out of doing some kitchen work and about to go pick up a bass guitar and do some things.
Hell yeah,
yeah, brother.
Yeah, well, yeah. I just set up my home office of an electronic drum kit so Ooh. I can play at home, which is very nice.
I like seeing electronic drum kits make a comeback. A lot of drummers seem to be going that route.
I really want to get one of those old 80s, like, octagon drum pads, those giant ones that you saw on, like, a Dire Straits video.
Yeah. if you don't, I will be very disappointed now.
Damn it.
So, real quick, I have to ask, because I'm terrible at reading words and pronunciations. How do I pronounce your last name?
You could say Siegenthaler.
Nailed it.
You could say Siegenthaler. I pronounce it Siegenthaler just because I'm a snooty motherfucker.
Dad, that's what I like. Siegenthaler. Nailed it myself. I got it right at the intro.
Like very good.
Like a
Happy
fucking
for you.
Like a fucking baller. You, sir, you are a musician. You have been playing shows for well over a decade, I would dare say. Is that accurate?
Oh, it's over 20 years.
Over two decades. What we're doing for this show is we are talking to Northeast Ohio musicians, people that have been to at least one local show so they can pick a band. We're having people pick Northeast Ohio a band and a song for us to play here on the podcast. And I had to hit you up. I had to know what Brandon Siegenthaler was going to be picking for us and for the listeners. And so what did you come up with?
Well, you know, for me, this was really a no-brainer. You know, I've been listening to every episode, and I'm like, right away, I had to choose my boys If These Trees Could Talk.
You didn't want to go with a popular band. You went with an obscure.
Yeah, Yeah, I figure nobody's probably ever heard of these guys.
Right.
You know, they're very, very obscure. They probably don't have a following. They're
definitely not
big in Europe or
not signed to Metal Blade Records.
They're not on some label called Metal Blade. I don't even know what that is.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. No, you know what? I had to go with them because those guys are some of my best friends are in that band. You know, I actually was fortunate enough to go on their 2016 U.S. tour, basically as their sixth man, you know, the moderator, mediator, whatever you want to do, merch guy, drum tech, all around, just like good brother.
Mm-hmm.
They took me around the United States. We got the party pretty much everywhere. Fun little story: when they were going to play Vancouver one night, I was not allowed to cross the border, so we were in Blaine, Washington, which is about, I don't know, like an hour or so north of Seattle, and we got to the border, and they said, you are denied access to come into Canada, and basically it's because I got caught drinking and driving a few years before that. And they don't like people with DUIs in their country, apparently.
Assholes.
So rather than them not go to Vancouver and miss their show, I just said, well, I'll just stay here. I'll stay at the border. I'll just kind of hang out, go find a bar, and walk around this town and, you know, just drink and watch TV.
Right.
Drive to Vancouver, play the show, drive back and pick me up, no problem. Well, it turned into they drove away. I'm walking around this little border town that's really, it's a square block. Like, it's just a square block. There's like two bars, two restaurants, a motel, and then nothing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking like a caged animal, just basically doing laps around this square block. And because I got nothing to do, and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the trees are headlining this tour, so they don't get done loading out until about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was an hour drive from Vancouver to Blaine, Washington to pick me up. So I go to this bar and I'm having some drinks. I'm like, this is great. I'll sit here, watch TV. No problem. I'll leave at like 2 in the morning and they'll probably be here. The bar closed down at 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night, they told me to leave.
Oh, shit.
So now I have nothing to do, and I'm just basically walking around again. I get a couple random phone calls from a couple buddies, just kind of seeing how I'm doing because they know my situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, there was a lull in the night, and I'm sitting on a park bench right next to the water, and I lay there, and I have like a moment of reflection where I lay on this bench. I'm in the furthest like point on the West Coast, like, you know, far away from Ohio, and I just think to myself, how did I get here? Like, I'm laying on a park bench in Blaine, Washington. Nobody fucking knows who the fuck I am. And I'm like, how did I get here? I was like, it was the strangest thing. So they, on top of all of this, they can't call me because they're in Canada. So basically they call me right whenever they get to the border. And it's about 3 a.m, and the van is just, they're just honking their horn, flashing their lights, and it was almost like a rescue party. Like, they rescued me, like I was out to sea for, like, months, just, like, ringing bells and kissing babies and all sort of stuff. So, yeah, I got rescued basically at 3 a.m, and we continued our drive to Seattle, and then, yeah, finished the tour. But, that's a fun tree story that I got to enjoy with those guys.
Man, sounds like a blast. A depressing, very self-reflecting blast. Well, why did you pick the song that you picked for us today? And what song is it that you picked?
So I picked They Speak with Knives. It's actually on the album that they put out before they got signed to Metal Blade. This is actually the album that they put out in 2012 called Red Forest. They actually did a European tour for that album. It's my favorite song on that record. I mean, they have like a million good songs. You know, just a really good one. The thing about the Trees is like they're all good dudes, but they're like musician wise, like they're some of the best people in the area that are good at their instruments. And like they all were in metal bands, but then they, you know, kind of pioneered this whole different genre back in like the early 2000s. Like they're, you know, they're hailed as some of the pioneers of the post-rock genre, and they're right from Akron, Ohio, and they're my friends. So it's cool.
Yeah, I was surprised when you picked this band, just based on the sheer fact that I was like, I'm actually surprised that nobody's brought this band up yet. Like, I don't even think we've mentioned them on the podcast. And
no,
super local dudes. I've seen them before. Fucking hella talented. And so, like, yeah, when you said it, I was like, yeah, perfect. Fucking like awesome. It's part of my favorite. Yeah. That's part of my favorite part of doing these localizes, is seeing who people pick and then being surprised. Like, sometimes I'm not. Like, Buddy Peel from Fistula picked Odious Sanction. And I was like, what else was he gonna pick? Like, he was like, the angriest fucking band I can find. I was like, that makes sense. So when you picked this one, I was like, oh, that's a fucking, like, that's an awesome pick and surprising. So good job, Brandon.
The Trees are a no-brainer. They've always been my favorite band to come from Akron. So they're just amazing.
Well, hell yeah, man. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day before wrestling and doing this for us. I'm sure that I will be seeing you at some point. Is Cheap Heat doing any more live stream shows?
You know what? Actually, we are. We should be actually announcing something here soon. We're not going to do a full show because we've already done that. And but we've got new songs that we would like to drop on everybody. And we think that doing a little live stream for this new material that we've got, I think, is a good way to do it.
Hell yeah. I'm still suggesting, and I've suggested it before, I would love to see you guys do some wrestling theme fucking cover songs.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, because the way this band started was me and Papi Gatto, we were doing a two-piece Big Business style covering of, like, rewriting old WWF songs, old wrestling songs. That's kind of how this whole band started.
Oh, man, you had me at Big Business, and then you had me again when you said WWF.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
I never got the F out.
Oh man, fucking thank you so much, brother. Thank you again for doing this. I'll be seeing you again, and I'm about to play some If These Trees Could Talk right the fuck now. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Hell yeah, thanks for having me on, and I will see you soon.
All right, brother.
Later, man.
Later. Well, there it is. Brandon Siegenthaler. Nailed it the first time. Remember that. Never forget. Love that guy. Let's play some If These Trees Could Talk for you. And I'll be back tomorrow with a very special one. They're all special.
Subscribe, motherfucker.